And now, the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs are absorbed in plans for a new house, which is going to take the place of the one they rent from Mr. Way now. But Molly has a weather eye on Oriane, Mr. Way, and young Dr. Kidder Jr., for something very exciting is brewing in that direction. Young Dr. Kidder proposed to Oriane, and was rejected in no uncertain terms. And because Dr. Kidder crowed a little over Edward Way, Oriane, trying to make Way realize that his past didn't matter to her, overemphasized her opinion of him. Well, today Oriane learns that she gave Way the wrong idea. Meanwhile...
Mama, John, you always do that. You always speak when I'm on the phone.
Well, who am I?
You don't hear what they're saying to me, and yet you always keep telling me what
to
say.
To whom?
It was for Mr. Way.
Oh.
Mr. Way, who?
I don't know.
Hmm? How's David, Mom?
Dr. Kidder Jr. is looking at him now.
It's nothing serious, is it,
Mom? Why should it be serious?
Mom, did Kidder Jr. tell you why she rejected Dr.
Kidder? Rosalie, please. I told you silence, but I told you a period on what's not to be not your concern. Please. Reject it, not reject it. Ask him to let. Please. Yeah. I don't like it.
Whether it was a call from Mr. Ray, local or law.
I don't know, Ma.
Oh, Dr. Taylor.
Hi, David.
Oh, it's just a sore throat. Those counsels will have to come out.
Oh, counsels will have to come out. Rosalie's minus her counsels already. I mean,
I was five. No, five. Five for you. No, Rosalie's not five. Not
five?
Not five, Mom. You were three. You were, I think, six. Maybe six and a half. Mm-hmm. You were six and a half down there. You remember we was living uptown already when you had your tonsils? Five, we was living on the opposite side from Mrs. Hoisbaum. And six, we was living already when Mrs. Bloom was downstairs. Surely she was a five, surely. She wasn't any temperature, had she, Doctor?
No, just keep her in bed. An ice bag might help.
An ice cream, too.
Dr. Kader said ice bag. Ice bag is not ice cream. You'll get ice cream anyway. Ma, I'm sure, has an ice bag. She had them when she had the scrapper, what was the throat she had?
Scrapper.
Yes, last year she had that. She has some time, though. She has an ice bag, darling. I'll get it. Get me my sweater. And you run down to the village and bring some ice cream.
It'll melt, Ma.
Hey, that's right. It'll melt. By the crossroad, Rosalie, the gasoline man, he has ice cream.
Oh, all right.
I go.
No, why should you go, darling? How long did it take me? 1 minute.
Orion, dear, if Mr. Ray comes in, tell him that there was a call for him. Local or long, you don't know.
I
do,
yes, Ma. I don't know.
Oh, he'll be right back. The next time a call comes in, he'll be right
back. That woman's a marvel. You're not worried about David, are you?
Well, much as he's all right.
Your son's perfectly all right. But mine isn't. I'm worried about him. You know, Mrs. Leland, even though my son is quite adult, in most ways, I still worry about him.
Isn't he feeling well?
No.
Fever?
I think it's temperament, not temperature. You see, even though Chris is an eminent psychiatrist, I'm an eminent father. Something's worrying Chris, gnawing at him, bothering him.
Dr. Kidder will soon get over it.
No, I don't think so. It looks like a bad case to me.
A bad case of what?
Emotional disturbance. Poor Chris. He's always been his own master until he got interested.
I suppose I ought to know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I do.
Ah. Then tell me what's wrong, Oriane.
Your son proposed to me.
So I gathered.
He told you?
No. He told me that you had a vile disposition, were ugly, foolish, and never would understand a thing in the world. So I gathered from that he loved you and had asked you to marry him. And that you refused.
Yes.
I'm sorry for Chris, but of course I'm not here to plead his case. That's the bed that each man must make up for himself.
I had to refuse him.
Well, if you don't return his affections, you have no choice.
I'm not sure he has any affection for me at all.
Oh.
Your son is extremely vain, Dr. Kidder.
Mm. Very human of him.
He likes me a little, I'm sure. And then when I refused his help and went into partnership with Mr. Wayne, Chris got a little angry. my preferring Mr. Wade's business to your son's help. I think he wanted to marry me in order to prove that his advice was best. But I'm not a fool or a schoolgirl, Dr. Cater.
You're not a schoolgirl, but you may very well be a fool. Just for the sake of conversation, I mean. So far as I know, you're the first woman to whom Chris has proposed.
Well,
I guess it was you. I suppose you'll get over it. You can be sensible as well as foolish.
But
I think you're in love with my son, Oriane.
I could be.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Even if I were, I wouldn't marry him.
Uh-huh.
Not now. Not till I was sure of just what I meant to him. I'm not a football in a game of vanity. If he's playing with his opinion of my opinion of him.
So you are in love with him.
I just explained to you, Dr. Cater, that...
That you really love him very much.
Well, you realize that the woman in my...
Well, if you love him and he loves you, there's nothing for me to bother about. I guess I'll go now. Oh, that's probably for me. I've got another call waiting. Hello? Yes? Yes? Mr. Wade? When will Wade be back?
I think he went over to the lumber yard. Who's calling?
Who's calling?
You can try in a half hour.
Try again in a half hour. All right. I will. What? Operator 64. All right, I will. Tell Mr. Wade to call Operator 64 when he gets in.
Yes.
I didn't know there was a Mrs. Wade.
Oh, Mr. Wade, there's a telephone call for you.
For me?
Operator 64 will get them for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'll stop in to see David again tomorrow.
Thanks, Dr. Pippin. Please, don't
worry, Oriane.
I got to keep everybody's
own.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Operator 64, please.
It's Mrs. Way calling you.
There is no Mrs. Way now. Yes? Oriane, stay. Don't leave me now.
You may not want...
Please. Yes? This is Mr. Way.
Don't you think I...
I'm asking you to stay, please. Hello? Hello, Margaret? Yes, I'm fine. I'm doing very well, thank you. Yes? Not at all. No. No. Yes, I'm surprised that you're calling me. No, I'd prefer not. No, I'd rather not see you. Do I have to give you any reason? The past? I'm not interested in it. No, even if it hadn't happened. I'm sorry. No. Oh, I'm not dead yet. I thought I was. But I'm not. No. I've got a great deal to live for. No. Not only myself. Other people. I'm sorry, I can't talk about that to you. No. There are people who know about my past, Margaret, and don't care about it. They care about me. Me. For what I am, as I am. Perhaps I am. Goodbye. I wanted you to hear that, Oriane.
Why?
I wanted you to know that you'd given me back what I thought I had lost forever.
What's that?
The ability to care about what other people, what another person, what you think about me.
And Oriane suddenly realizes that Wei has misunderstood what she told him. That he thinks she likes him, perhaps even loves him. A sudden fright possesses Oriane's heart. For how can she tell Wei the truth when he hasn't asked her for her side of the story?